Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
And the host of The Takeout, which is back Monday through Friday on this radio station. Sign up for the podcast. I get it every single day. Who has more to lose, Elon Musk or Donald Trump?
Good question. I don't know the answer because I don't know the duration or the direction of this feud. Clearly, the short and simple answer at the surface would be Elon Musk.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
As we discussed on The Takeout last night, 49 contracts with his various companies, with the federal government, with a potential value, if all of them are paid out, of $20
billion.
That's a lot.
Billion dollars. You know what I call that? Major Garrett money. Right there. Right? Maybe only $19 billion, Dave, but that's right in the vicinity, which is
you call it major money. Major calls it couch money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shave off about 6 digits and we're in the proper ballpark. So on the surface, Elon Musk has got the most to lose. But as I also pointed out in the open of my show last night, there are other aspects of this that I don't think are getting adequate attention.
Okay.
Chiefly this. Through the Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, Elon Musk and his associates had access to almost all of the largest databases within the federal government. In some, they ran their artificial intelligence model, Grok, through the data. We don't know to what effect. We don't know what they learned. We don't know what they took out, if anything. But we know they had visibility into this world of government knowledge, how the government functions, what it does, what it doesn't do, how it pays its bills, how it collects its bills, rival contractors, how much they get paid when their contracts are up, all these sorts of things. If this relationship goes deeply, deeply south.
Pretty deep right now.
Right. But I mean really, yeah. not just rhetoric, not just social media haymakers,
right.
But
yeah.
If Elon Musk turns against this administration, really turns.
Yeah. What does he have?
What does he have? What does he know? What could he do? I don't know the answers to those questions. I fundamentally don't. This is one of the things that has been asked about DOGE and Musk with very few answers. And when they were on the same side, there was at least some theoretical, and I emphasize theoretical, check on Musk, meaning Trump. If Trump said don't do that, he wasn't going to do it. That's a theory. I don't know if it was true or not, but at least it was theoretically plausible. If this thing is a real break and there is no means by which Trump can tell Musk don't do that and he will follow that direction, I don't know where this goes. And I don't know who has more to lose. That's just all on functionality, visibility, access to data. Then there's this other wild card. Now, Musk muses about a lot of things on his platform X, many of which he never follows up on. Some are substantively so nutty as to not even be discussed.
The overwhelming majority he never follows up on, okay? And the overwhelming majority also nutty, too, okay?
Right, but he mused yesterday about a third party.
Yep.
Well, someone who is the world's richest man,
and
unlimited revenue, and 220 million social media followers, if he's serious about that, enormous if, that's also a wild card in American politics. So I don't know where this is going. I hedged last night, as I think everyone should. I have no idea if there's anything permanent in the Trump or Musk world when it comes to personal animosities. There are deeply transactional people, deeply egotistical people who have a kind of core respect for each other's transactional and egotistical natures. And so it's an even bet that they work this out or find some means by which to work it out. But it's not just a personality clash, in my view.
More of the flame throwing and the bottom of the barrel allegations have come from Elon so far.
So far.
Epstein, impeachment, retweeting numerous other tweets from the president, which goes counter to the big, beautiful bill. You hate
him a liar.
You hate
him. Recession in the second half of this year.
Apparently, everyone who's ever been in the news department called Donald Trump today. It's like everybody but me has his number. Every channel I turn, well, I just talked to the president. I mean, it's everybody's got the guest phone. And I'm not going to say measured ideally because he did say he's got a problem. But he mainly was, I'm not talking to him. He so far is not taking the normal Donald Trump bait of, oh, wait, you think you went at me? Hold on a second. Wait for the nicknames and wait for my unrelenting response. You know, you've covered this man closely. You have a professional relationship with him. That is counter to who he has been his entire adult life. That is counter to what has allowed him to be the president twice. By the time we talk next Friday, is he still following this pattern?
I have no idea whatsoever. And I do have a pretty decent, I would say decent, not exceptional, but decent read on Trump. I don't know. The fact that he took so many calls today, look, lots of reporters call him. He doesn't always pick up the phone. Most times he doesn't.
Right.
But he picked up the phone today because he had to try to put this fire out. That he is trying to put the fire out by acting measured and talking about the focus on the presidency, et cetera, tells me he knows that Elon is a potential problem.
Yep.
He's a potential problem on the social media platform. He is a potential problem in the cohesiveness of the MAGA coalition. And he's a potential problem with lawmakers who don't want to have to take and have to come up with an answer about a question of Elon Musk's criticism. He needs Elon Musk either to be inside the tent or quietly outside the tent until he gets this bill passed. So Trump not amplifying it today, although he referred in a conversation that was just flowed through my email chain with Brett Baer, that he's not going to talk to Elon and he's still gone crazy.
Yeah.
So there's still a little bit of that edginess.
It moved up a little bit.
But the president clearly is trying to douse this fire. And that tells me Elon has potential troublemaking powers.
Yep. And he does.
That must pay heed to. And this just comes with the drama built in to a personality driven presidency.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right on. Exactly. Let's pause on that note. I have more on this because I can't get enough of it. I cannot get enough of the President of the United States and the world's richest man going back and forth. Sign me up. Grab your popcorn. More with the best in the business. Major Garrett, the Takeout on this station, Monday through Friday, 10 o'clock. Also, get that podcast like I do.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Major Garrett, of course we're playing breakup music all day long. We have to. And that has to be the bumper music theme today. Are you familiar with the cinematic classic, the Shakespearean movie known as Animal House? Right?
Yes, quite well. Quite well.
Do I have this right where there's one scene where there's an angel and a devil, angel and a devil. Well,
yes.
For Donald Trump, one of the devils on either his left or right arm right now is Steve Bannon. Steve Bannon, who has not trusted Elon, has criticized Elon, is basically saying, Donald, do whatever you want, any means available, and get Elon out of this country. Drug use, whatever it might be.
Mm-hmm. Immigration status.
What kind of power does Steve Bannon still have with Donald Trump, whether on this matter or just overall? Because, as you know, he was vital to Donald Trump winning the 2016 presidency.
Yeah, I mean, he has suggestive power, and he has a kind of resilient MAGA street cred because he went to federal prison for 4 months because he defied a subpoena for the January 6th committee. And that earns genuine street cred within the MAGA movement. His podcast and video cast, high penetration, the war room in the MAGA echo chamber. And he speaks to Trump with some frequency. He doesn't have clout, like decision-making clout, but he can suggest things. The one thing that probably impairs that in this conversation is he's been not only doubting but a critic of Musk from the get-go. As soon as the president won the election and Musk was moving into a position of prominence within the White House, Bannon has been saying, this guy is dangerous. This guy isn't really genuinely MAGA, and I'm going to call him out. So there's consistency there. But there's also a one-trick pony problem there,
right,
that Trump might,
yeah,
filter out.
You were talking money before. I looked this up, mm-hmm, on the break again because I knew that the Tesla stock loss yesterday,
mm-hmm,
yesterday alone, was $152 billion, a little over, mm-hmm, $152. Tesla this year is down almost $400 billion.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, staggering doesn't do justice to that type of loss.
Right. Right. Now, the cars are still very good cars.
Yes.
And there's nothing about the quality of the cars, how you get them serviced, how you acquire them, how you charge them, that's changed. Nothing. That's why when I when I watch CNBC, and I do almost always right now, honestly. I don't watch regular cable. I watch CNBC because so much of the conversation about where we are factors through the calculus of the broader economic markets in America and globally. So I watch financial cable television. And the analysts are like, stick with Tesla for now because it's still a resilient company with a good product, core product. However, its sales are also down in Europe because he was so Trumpy.
Mm-hmm.
And that aggravated potential customers in Europe. Also, he was getting involved in German politics and other right-wing politics in Europe. That was also off-putting.
Yeah, some crazy retweets. Market,
for his very core market in Europe. So there are things that Elon has done to invite disdain from either existing consumers or future ones. And then all of his activities here in the country, and we've discussed this, vandalism isn't a response, coherent, legal, or otherwise. It's just not a response.
Nope.
To Elon or Trump. But that's also contributed to a sense of brand devaluing. And his eye was off the ball. And the thing that Elon Musk and Tesla must deal with is not the future of electric vehicle subsidies in America. It is the production, quality, and price point of Chinese-made electric vehicles. Because they are on the rise rapidly. And they are gobbling up market share, and they are soon to arrive in America. The only reason they haven't gobbled up market share in America is because of the super high tariffs imposed, not by Trump, but by the Biden administration. It's effectively keeping them out. But they're getting market share everywhere else, and they're getting market share in all the other places that Tesla wants to be competitive. So Elon has got a lot of things to pay attention to, but his stock with Tesla has suffered the most in these last 6 months.
About 2 minutes left with Major Garrett. Major Garrett is invited to a grad party. You're going with your wife. You're talking about it. When you leave, what needs to take place for Major Garrett to feel like that was a fun, enjoyable time? That was an excellent grad party. What needs to be available to you while at said grad party?
Meaning this is a graduation party.
Mm-hmm.
Right, for either a high school or a college kid, right?
Yep, exactly.
Okay. So I was just at one.
Okay.
And for the people who drink alcohol, there were ample supplies. I no longer do, so they had plenty of sparkling water, which was great for me.
Yeah.
They had at their home a rather large kitchen island on which a very ample buffet was arrayed. That made it easy for everyone, and there was plenty of space indoor and outdoor, so people were not on top of one another. I am not a person who enjoys close quarters in a social event. I need space. I need space.
How much space do you need in the conversation? What are we talking about?
So I'm most comfortable when I cannot overhear someone else's conversation and they cannot overhear mine. So I need space.
Like a city block?
Outdoor,
are you talking here?
Indoor space. Yeah. Outdoor, indoor space, whatever. I just don't like the sense that not only are conversations spilling over one another, but if you make one turn, you're bumping into someone. That's too much for me. That's too close. I just can't hack that.
Okay, I have 30 seconds left.
I can hack it, but I don't stay long.
What do you do when you're involved in conversation with a close talker? I mean, where somebody's really in your space talking to you very close.
I just cross-check them.
You normally have a hockey stick with you and the two-hand right there. I think that's how we should end the conversation, Dave, right there.
Good for me.
Yeah, it's good for me.
Yeah, that's it. That's
all right.
My answer.
Thank you. Remember the Philadelphia Flyers in the 1970s. Major Garrett right here on Newstalk 830 WCCO.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.